Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, June the 16th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. Last Friday in spring. Next Friday, we will be in summer. Summer comes next, what will it be? 18th, 19th, next Wednesday? I believe it will. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan in studio tonight for the big Friday night hullabaloo here on WGH Talk, and you with us on the toll-free at 740-383-9944. The toll-free lines are open, 740-383-9944 for the next two solid hours. Last Friday in springtime, Matt.
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to start off on this note. The last Friday in spring. That's today.
Oh, nice.
You're excited, right?
Yeah, summer's when all the fishing takes place.
you were here this morning for the 3 hours, 10:15 until 1 p.m. What was your favorite part of the show this morning?
Jeopardy was nice. You get a lot more call-ins in the morning than you do in the evening.
Right, so if you're out there listening tonight, please call in. We love hearing from you. 740-383-9944. All right, last Friday in spring. What do you think, Sean?
It's kind of, you know, it's kind of humidity today. The humidity was kind of crappy today.
Well, what's that going to do with the last Friday in spring?
I mean, I think it's okay, but I'm just letting you know the humidity.
Well, I wasn't asking your permission. I'm just saying it's the last Friday in spring.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but
next
I'm just...
Friday will be the first Friday of summer.
Right, this, the salsa. Is it salsas or salsa?
No, salsa.
Salsa.
Solstice. Salsa is what you have on your tortilla chips.
It's going to be, that means it's going to stay later in the summer. It starts to get darker. I
mean. Next Wednesday will be the longest day of the year. Longest daylight hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Exciting.
Now, we're going to kick off the show tonight with a historic moment. On the front page of the Marion Star, on Monday, June the 12th, 2023, see, Sean knows what's coming here. There is a picture
of... Batman.
No, well, yeah, listen, hold on. 1938, people might not have seen this. 1938, Marion had a Miss America, Marilyn Meskey. And she's dead now, but she'd been so happy that she made the front page of the Marion Star on Monday. But there's two guys on the front page with her. Now, one's a very slim man standing next behind the trophy. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up, because we just learned prior to going on the air tonight, there is a rather heavy man in a very nice suit who's eyeballing Miss America on this. I mean, pull the photo up. I'm not kidding. This man is eyeballing her like crazy on the front page of the paper. This is back in 1938. And we recently found out before the start of the show that this man who met, 400 pounds, probably, right?
Yeah.
Easy 400-pound man here is a direct descendant of Sean. We did not realize that there was a lineage here going back to 1938.
Well, see, that's uncalled for.
What do you mean?
Because how do you know that man was 400 pounds?
Just because you don't see the resemblance?
No, I don't see the resemblance of me and
you
him.
You don't?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
I think you need to get your eyes checked.
Look at you. You both have the same, you know, body type. You both have the same haircut. And you both have the same, you know, when you put your glasses on, just like that.
Oh, okay.
Same thing right there, you and that man.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have a neck either.
Oh, thanks.
So do you know what member of your family this is?
I don't know. It could be a great-great-great-great uncle, maybe?
I don't know. He probably died of a massive heart attack not too long after this.
It could be, I don't, you know.
But in any event, it's nice to know that you had family there when Miss America was crowned in 1938, Marilyn Meskey.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, here's the transition. Now, this brings up a transition if I've ever heard one.
You're going to fly that paper right in my face.
I'm going to frame this and give it to you. I want you to have a... This just goes to show you a big 400-pound guy can wear a suit. Oh, she's very well-dressed, I've got to say. Is he not, Matt?
Yeah.
Very well-dressed. Why can't you dress like this man?
I dress like this state all the time.
In any event, the topic tonight...
I don't like dressing up.
Well, your ancestors did.
Yeah, they do. But people don't like to dress up nowadays.
Does anybody know who this man is, by the way? Did you get the newspaper on Monday? Who's the big man standing next to Marilyn? Eyeballing her. Isn't that creepy that he's eyeballing her like that? Doesn't he know they're taking a picture?
Yeah, maybe that's how they used to do it back in the days.
Well, no, Marilyn clearly knows they're taking a picture. She's smiling, having a good time, and this guy over here, he's not smiling, but he knows there's a picture being taken. Your relative over here, he's not even looking at the camera. He's just looking at Marilyn like she's a big cheeseburger.
Well, maybe that was her agent or something. Who knows?
So he should, and he's smiling. Look at that creepy smile on that guy's face. What's he smiling at?
Oh, he's just happy that she's taking a picture.
You know what they would call this today? Evidence. That would be an evidentiary picture. I bet this guy wouldn't get away with this today in the politics of the world. Speaking of that, the question has come up many times this week. Would we ever elect somebody who was over 350 pounds to presidency? We would elect them to other offices, but would we ever elect them to the presidency? What do you think, Matt? A big man. 350 pounds is the cutoff.
I think so.
You think we would?
Yeah.
You really?
I mean, like, you just gotta look at it as, like pure statistics. Like 75, almost somewhere around, like, 75%, I think, of the United States is overweight or obese. So, just looking at pure numbers, 3 out of 4 people in the United States is overweight. At some point, we're bound to have an overweight president.
Yeah, but people don't even like if a hair is out of place on the women. We've never had a woman. We're very particular about how people dress. They've got to be in a suit. You've never had a president who didn't wear a suit. I don't know if we'd have a big guy. And like I say, Taft is the only big guy we've ever had. And all we remember about him is he got stuck in a bathtub. And the man was a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He was a president. And all we know is he got stuck in a bathtub. That's terrible. What do you think, Sean?
Well, I think it could be possible. I mean, some of our last few presidents was on a hefty side. I mean, you know, certainly Donald Trump is not a skinny person. I'm sure he's probably in his late 200s.
Yeah, but I'm talking 350.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not out of the question or out of the ordinary, like Matt was saying. The statistics, the overweight of people I can't even talk tonight.
I wonder if you're overweight. Had a lisp like that.
I don't know. I'm very tired today, by the way. That's why I can't hardly talk tonight either. I'm like exhausted.
But I'm saying, I don't know why haven't we ever elected a big man then?
Well, I mean, because people like to stereotype.
Right, and yeah. People call names. Yeah. We're getting a phone call. All right, we're generating them already. Let's go to the phones here on WGH Talk. You're on with Matt and Sean and myself. Go ahead, caller.
What's up, Scott?
How you doing?
All right. I've been working a lot. What's up?
Not much, so you're listening to the show tonight.
Yeah, finally.
this is referee Ron with us, who used to referee our wrestling events.
What's up, buddy?
Are you depressed, Ron?
No, I've had a lot of things going on.
Okay. Are they all good?
One, I had a cortisone shot put in my knee the other day, so my knee is hurting. I do Special Olympics out there at MRDD.
That's right.
Place out there. Not this weekend, but next weekend, we're at Ohio State University for summer games.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Now the public can come watch that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's free to anybody.
Now, what's the times, the dates?
Well, we're down there Friday, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and the events go on all weekend, but the sport I'm in is in volleyball. And we play at 8:30 in the morning. If we win, we play at, like, I think 1:30, something like that. We lose, there's a consolation game, which is first, second, and third place.
Now, this is down on the campus of the Ohio State University, right?
Oh yeah. The Jesse Owens track field.
Now, Ron, are you going to be able to play with that cortisone shot in your knee?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't be able to play.
All right. Now, how
about... We got track and field there, and then the sport I'm playing is volleyball. So it's a whole weekend of getting away.
Are you an overhand server or an underhand server?
Basically, I serve underhand, but I hit it sideways. I don't like hit it up in the air. I kind of angle it, and I hit it pretty hard.
As long as you get it over the net.
Yeah.
All right, so our question of the night tonight is, would we elect a man 350 pounds president of the United States?
Would you?
Well, I don't know if it's really in my hands, Ron. I'm asking you, would you vote for a man 350 pounds?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but how come How come we don't elect heavy people president?
I have no earthly idea, but if they could do the job, why not?
Right. Well, Sean seems to think that we possibly would, but Matt seems to think that we will, but only because it's inevitable.
Yeah.
If he could do the job, why can't he?
Well, because we're very health conscious in this country, and we want people to look a certain way and act a certain way.
I wouldn't say we're health conscious.
Well, we always want the president to get a physical.
A lot of places get
physicals. Donald Trump wasn't that
in high school.
Slim.
Mr. Trump was not that slim, is what you're saying?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a slim guy.
But I don't think he was 350.
No.
Like, could we elect Chris Christie? Now, he's probably over 350.
Well, if they could do the job right, yeah.
But would too much pressure cause heart issues?
I don't know.
But you'd vote for him?
If he could do the job right, yeah.
Would you vote for a woman?
I would.
You voted for Hillary, right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you don't sound too pleased with that.
I'm not scared to say it. I did. I thought she would have made a good one.
So what do you think happened with old Hillary?
I have no earthly idea. The pressure got to her, I guess.
Well, what do you make of President Trump right now and all the troubles he's going through?
I don't like him personally, but what he does and his choices, but he did do good in there.
Okay, well, there you go. But what choices don't you like?
He helped bring the gas prices down and everything.
But you say you don't like the choices he made.
No, with all all the trouble that he's in and everything. All the time in the news and all, like getting that riot going outside there with that one thing that was going on.
January the 6th?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly is interesting. Well, Ron, I'm glad you're out there listening. And
that was crazy, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a day, for sure. And call back in.
How you been though, Scott?
Oh, as far as I can tell, I'm okay.
I saw it. I wanted to come in here, but I was outside resting in my truck because I was working all day, and my girlfriend is in here working. But I saw you and what's his name coming in here at Denny's.
Oh yeah, tonight.
Yeah, was it good?
It was good. What, did you cook it?
I work first shift. You know that.
Oh, that's right. Somebody else. But you were just there. Are you out in the truck right now?
No, I'm inside now.
Oh, so we're on in Denny's right now?
No, I got my phone.
Right. Well, but you were listening on your phone, right?
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I gotta tell you, those July 11th, we start softball out there. So if anyone on here listening that wants to play, that's got a disability or whatever, they're more welcome to play.
So who do they contact?
Tabitha Butcher.
Is there a phone number? Just call the board of MRDD?
740.
Uh-huh.
262.
8776. Well, I'm glad you called in, Ron. Stay tuned, and if anything else hits your interest tonight, call back in.
All right. You have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Referee Ron. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right. So Ron feels we could elect a heavy president.
I think so. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Well, I don't know that anybody's saying there's anything wrong with it. I think the question is would we stereotypically make fun of the person as we make fun, you know, people made fun of Hillary's hair, people made fun of the way she acted. You know, people make fun of Donald Trump. People make fun of a lot of people. Would they make fun of a heavy man?
Oh, yeah, of course. People make fun of their own shadows.
Could a heavy woman run for president?
Of course.
But would they elect?
I think it'd be hard. Just like it is for women that run for president right now, it's very hard.
Well, it's an interesting subject.
It could be done.
Well, so I guess we're saying that it could happen, but not likely?
I mean, it's inevitable.
It's inevitable, but I'm saying if we had our choice, if it was a skinny man and a heavy man, who are we voting for?
The one who's best fit to run for the office.
Now, is that really who we vote for in any election?
I mean, that's who I would try to vote for.
I don't know. What do you think? Do we vote for the best fit person to run the office?
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be voting for not the looks. I mean, why would you vote for somebody for looks?
Oh, people do that.
Oh, I know, but why would people do that, though?
I think we're a superficial country.
Oh, exactly. It's all about whatever it gets there, but I'm not going to say the word.
See, I think people that look good really are not very... They rely on that more than their brain. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some good-looking people who aren't smart. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that people who are good-looking kind of just coast on that. And they don't really have to assert themselves and work extra hard.
Well, that's true. You're exactly right.
Because people just give them a position because they look a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, now I hate to tell this story, but when I was in high school and college, I worked in a restaurant. I was a host. And all the girls, I mean, they hired waitresses mainly on how they looked. I mean, there was no doubt about it. Now, nobody ever said that, but that's what they did. And I remember the waitresses a lot of times would take the younger men or the older men as the tables, because they would tip bigger. Now, this was interesting because a girl came from California, and she was good looking, but she would show her cleavage in her uniform, which really you're not supposed to do, but the other girls got angry about it because she was getting bigger tips because she showed her cleavage in her uniform. And I remember the other girls being very jealous of her. Now, was she doing it to get bigger tips? I don't think so.
Of course so.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Were you there?
No, but come on. This is not rocket science to figure that one out.
But I think she dressed like that all the time.
Okay.
Well, how can you force somebody to give you a bigger tip?
It's not all about forcing. It's all about the looks. It's like you said a second ago.
Yeah, I think it is looks, but if it's an ugly person who's showing cleavage, are they going to get the big tip?
Depends on it.
No, what I was going for there was not the tip. What I was going for is that the other waitresses were jealous of her. I thought that was interesting.
She was getting more money than them.
I don't think they knew that.
Who knows?
If she gave poor service,
did they have to show their tips at night? Who knows?
Well, I don't know. It's a moot point because nobody would really know. But the point is, it's interesting that that would cause jealousy.
I mean,
what do you think, Matt?
I mean, I mean, I'm sure it does happen to a degree, but I don't know how much of it is like intentional as opposed to like subconscious. But I think, personally, at least, I would just tip them based off of how good their customer service is, because that's the job they were hired for.
Now, if she's good looking, do you tip better?
No.
No.
You're like, it's there's no point.
If she's showing cleavage, do you tip better?
No.
Why do you think the other girls were jealous?
Girls are just weird like that, bro.
That's what it is, okay.
Girls are just weird like that.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting question. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. Do you think the other servers had a right? Because they were really mean to her in a way.
Do they have the right? Well, yeah, yes. If she's breaking the policy rules...
Well, there was no policy against that. You can dress however you want.
Oh, then why didn't the other girls do it too, then?
Well, some people don't have cleavage to show.
So that's their fault, I guess so.
Is it their fault? I think that's genetics. I don't think there's much of their fault.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a dog, you know, dog-eat-dog world out in the world. So.
But see, I honestly, I remember this girl very well, and I cannot say that she was doing that to one-up the other waitresses.
So she didn't take her boobs and rub it, like, go in front of them, and, I'm sorry, cleavage, I should say.
Please.
Yeah, so she didn't go up there, like, to the guys and lean over, you know, like, real close.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking. That's...
Don't some people just dress differently than other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes, depends on the situation. But
she had a uniform on.
Most of the time in that restaurant, you don't dress like that.
Well, she did.
Now, if you were like at Hooters, I can understand. You know.
Well, no, I'm just saying cleavage. I'm not saying anything was exposed. I'm just saying there was cleavage showing. And the other waitresses did not like that.
Jealousy, yeah. There's a lot of jealousy in the world today.
But does that really prompt anybody to do anything? I couldn't see that.
No, I mean...
Because what if you get a bad section? What if you get women customers? I mean, how could this work in her favor? I don't think it could have. I think the other girls were jealous because they didn't have cleavage.
If they're lesbian, I'm sure it would have worked out. I mean, if they were lesbians, yes, it would have worked out for them.
I don't think she was a lesbian.
No, I'm saying the people that were eating in there, and the girl was showing her boobs.
Cleavage.
Cleavage. I always forget that word.
See, there's a difference there.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the actual, that's exposed, that's illegal. Cleavage is just the line.
It sometimes, it depends on, did she have a white shirt on?
No, she had a uniform on, a button-up, I believe it was a button-up green shirt.
Oh,
we weren't having a wet shirt contest, it was a restaurant.
I'm just saying, I'm just asking a question because I wasn't there. Okay.
So I don't, but...
So her nipples and everything wasn't showing then? Okay, all right. I'm just asking if that's what the girls were jealous about, so I'm just asking questions.
Did I not? Was this hard to understand where I went here? Did we need all this extra commentary? I'm talking about cleavage. Period. How many waitresses have you run into where things are exposed below the cleavage?
Only at Hooters one time.
And those places, you know, don't do as well as other restaurants.
They don't, no.
And the tilted kilts out?
Yeah.
That used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
People who wear the kilts... These I never really understood that. Those waitresses were all,
in their skirts.
Well, they were kilts.
Yeah, Charlie used to crack me up on that.
Why were they called tilted, though? Tilted. The tilted
kilt. They tilted a little bit, I think.
What tilted?
The skirts, the tilt skirts, whatever. They tilted it, like, they
kilts. They're kilts.
They tilted it a little bit on them.
Is it like a B-dubs?
Well, a little more salacious than that.
And it was a little higher.
Like a beat-up Hooters?
Yeah, a little similar. But they wore kilts.
Maybe it's just tilted just a reference to the fact that there's alcohol.
I don't know. I thought that was a very... I think the government came and shut those people down because I think that was a very raunchy place.
It was... Their kilts, I should say, were a little higher than...
Yeah, I think there might have been some public... You know, they broke some
exposure.
Decency codes. don't know about this subject.
Could have been like,
I think it's a fascinating subject.
Yeah.
Does this affect the tip? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If we had a president who was 350 pounds and he showed his cleavage, do you think he'd get elected better?
Are you talking about Hillary Clinton?
No, I'm talking about like your relative here on the front page of the paper a few days ago. He's got bigger cleavage than Marilyn Meskey does.
So are you trying to tell me, so if, like, Hillary Clinton, you know, if she ran for president and she showed her cleavage?
No, do you really want that?
No, I'm just saying. You think she could probably win the
president? I don't think it works that way. There are certain jobs that'll help you out in, and certain jobs that won't help you out in, and I don't think that that's one of them. But I remember Sarah Palin, you know, a lot of people thought she was dumb as a box of rocks.
You know, she...
See, you said like that. Oh. Now, no, see, why'd you say that?
Because she's good looking.
See, there you go. Are you saying Hillary is not good looking?
See, here we go.
That's what I insinuated from that.
No, I mean, I'm just saying Sarah is a little younger.
Oh.
Than Hillary.
Well, okay.
And her cleavage is younger.
So that you would vote for her. What if it's Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin?
I'll have to go with Sarah Palin.
Why?
I just think Sarah Palin is just... I think she's just more... I just like her better.
Well, why?
The way she carries herself and... She really dresses really nice and...
See, there you go. This is why we would never have a heavy president. Look what you're not saying anything about the woman's brain. You're just talking about how she dresses, carries herself.
No, I mean, she's a smart lady, too.
Are we talking about Governor of Alaska?
Yes, Governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. What, you think she's a hot lady?
Nope, I didn't know who she was.
Did you see a picture of her?
I had to look her up because I...
Oh, yeah, there she is. What do you think of her?
I think she looks about the same age as Hillary Clinton does.
Oh, so you don't find her hot?
I mean, she's okay, I guess, for like an older person.
So if she was running against Hillary Clinton, who would you vote for?
I don't know anything about her.
Well, I don't think she knew much about herself, so I think that's okay. So her and Hillary Clinton, what do you think?
Well, I'd probably vote for Hillary Clinton.
Now why?
Because Hillary Clinton was in like the Defense Department, she was in the Senate. And a whole bunch of other things.
Now, what do you have to say to that, Sean?
I mean, yeah, that's true. She was the Secretary of State.
She just doesn't carry herself well, I guess.
And I think we just need new fresh blood in the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be left up to people.
We don't need the Bushes and the Clintons. We need somebody new in there.
When's the last time we had a Bush or a Clinton in office?
I mean, I'm just saying, we just need a new name altogether. I know we had, like, Donald Trump and we had Biden and all that, but I'm just saying we need new names more.
Like who?
Sarah Palin.
Okay, well, I don't think she's running.
I know she's not.
I just don't think that it's good to just take new people and say, hey, you can run for president, right? I know you don't have any experience, but you're new. you're new to this, right? You got that.
But I mean, she ran before. She ran.
But she's only been the governor of Alaska. She's not got a whole lot of experience there.
But what about Governor Christie? He's only been governor of
New Jersey, a big state.
Well, no, I mean, I was just talking about like with Trump. Man had no political experience.
But he has business. And when he was in office, our comedy was booming when he was president.
What was the worst it ever been when he left?
When he left, it went down. But when he was in, it skyrocketed. Gas prices.
It wasn't bad when he came in. This is what I'm not sure.
How much do you think the president truly controls the gas prices?
I mean, he controls a little bit of it, but a lot of times it's British Petroleum, but he can veto a lot of the stuff that comes through. Like if he wants to open up the oil wells and the pipeline.
Gas is a private business.
Yeah.
private sector businesses go off of supply and demand. If we didn't buy so much gas, gas wouldn't be so expensive.
I know. Like we buy it in Iraq.
Yeah, but I guess I didn't want to get into that subject. But I guess my point is who? Why are we electing people? Because they are good in the job, would be good in the job. Are we electing them how they look? Well, what's the purpose? Or just because their name is? If it was Hillary Robinson, would that be okay with you then? Same person, but different last name.
No, I mean, you certainly want somebody that, you know, like Matt said, you want somebody that's in there that knows a little bit about stuff. But, like, say, at least Sarah Palin, she's been in office. She knows what's going on. So it's not like she's off the street, you know, Joe Blow off the street. She's ran for president before. So she knows what's going on.
She was his vice president.
Huh?
Vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
She never ran for president.
Well, that's what I meant, vice president. So, you know.
And a lot of people felt she was a drag on the ticket because she said she could see Russia from her house.
Well, maybe from her mountain.
I don't know. Now, in other news this week, Pat Sajak is going to be leaving Wheel of Fortune after 41 years, coming up next fall. And I've already offered my services as available for this job.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Now, I heard that the daughter might take it over.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No. I think that they need me there to do it from now on. Okay. You know, I could do it.
You could do it.
Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Would you like to buy a vowel? That's all you're going to do.
Now, I heard that Vanna White, she is nervous about her job.
Well, I think she should probably go, too, after 41 years.
Vanna White?
She turns the letters.
She turns the...
Oh...
She probably should go, too. But here's what I'm offering these people at Wheel of Fortune. I'll be the new host, and I'll bring Mary Ellen Withrow along with me, and she'll sign the checks at the end of the show.
Oh, so she won't flip the...
No, I would order flipping the letters. That's below.
Who's going to flip the numbers?
I'll get somebody to flip the letters. Who'd be a good letter flipper I could bring from Marion?
I have no idea.
I need a good letter flipper.
From Marion.
Now, somebody the other day said, who did they... Somebody suggested somebody on the show.
Maybe Olivia? She was a model.
I don't see her flipping the letters. Because she wouldn't fit in with that Vanna White, you know, tight dress. You know, Vanna White's always got
the... What about the other girl? What was her name that used to be on the show?
Camden. I don't even know if she could find her way to the studio every night. We have all kinds of problems there. Hey, Camden. Turn over all the H's. What? Now, see that? We wouldn't even get through a word. Huh? Where am I? No, that wouldn't work.
So how are you going to act when somebody gets their number wrong? No.
No, I'll say, I'm sorry to hear that. On to our next contestant. Bob from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you, Bob? Good. All right. Spin that big wheel. All right, $6,000. Okay, you want an H? Show me an H. I could do it.
You say pick a letter.
Mary Ellen, sign the check. That's how I end every show. Mary Ellen, sign the check. And she'll put that famous Guinness Book of World Records signature right on there, and we'll be off and running.
Are you going to travel around the world like they do?
Sure, we'll go to Australia and Finland and Japan and all over the place. We'll bring the show right here and do it right in front of the Harding Memorial.
Oh, God.
I need a good letter flipper, though. Who would be my letter flipper?
You think you could get Taylor?
You think she'd be good?
Oh, I got one
maybe,
for you.
Maybe.
I got one for you. It'd be a perfect one for you. You guys would get along just fine. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't know. What's
Abby.
Who?
Abby.
Oh, that's who they suggested the other morning, that I have Abby flipping the letters.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
you guys get along just fine.
Well, we're okay, but I don't know that she'd be my letter flipper.
Well, yeah, I think it'd be good, because you guys are like Pat and Vanna.
Yeah, but she wouldn't shut up, and you know, she can't speak. She can't speak, because Vanna doesn't speak.
Yeah, she speaks at the very end.
Do you really think she could keep her mouth shut? I'd say, Abby, show me an H. And she'd say, well, why do you want to see an H? Why not a Why not an O? Well, that's because the contestant said an H. Well, I think you persuaded him to. That's how it would be all night long, and we'd never get anything done.
I think it'd be great to change up that show a little bit. I think it's a little too...
You don't think I should be there?
No, I think it's I think it's time for a change up on that show, though, since he's going to be gone. I think it needs to be changed.
I said I would even dye my hair the color that he dyes his. I don't even know what that color is, but I would do it.
It's like a blonde, blondish...
I don't really know.
Dishwater blonde?
Dishwater blonde? Is that what it is? Okay. Well, I'll just dump my head in the old bucket of dishwater and go out there. I think it'd be a great show. You'd start watching them when you're mad every night. Wheel of Fortune, 7:30. Catch me, Abby, and Mary Ellen Withrow on Wheel of Fortune every night at 7:30 on WBNS-TV. Abby, I'm perfect for that job. Be a nice retirement for me. I'll do it for 41 years, and then I'll be about 67 years old when I'm done, and it'll be great. All right, does anybody have in the audience out there have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Ron, are you still listening at Denny's? Do you think that I would be terrific? Is Sarah out there listening tonight? Sarah would love Wheel of Fortune if I was on it. So who's out there tonight? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Let us know. Do you want to start a campaign to get me to the Wheel of Fortune?
Let's start a petition.
Well, I really think it's time, because Pat Sajak, he's done.
I'm pretty sure they probably already have his replacement already done.
Oh, they're not that sharp.
I'm pretty sure.
No, and look at what they did with Jeopardy when Alex Trebek went on to his reward. They just got some old player.
But there's two of them.
Well, I don't need anybody else. Just me. Wheel of Fortune starring Scott Spears, Mary Ellen Withrow, and maybe Abby if she can shut her mouth. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott Sajak.
Hey, there you go. What's you would love. Do you watch the Wheel of Fortune?
Well, my TV's in the pawn shop right now, so no.
Oh, no.
We gotta get you a new one, Sarah.
But you can
watch information.
Well, no, but when your TV was out of hock, did you watch Wheel of Fortune?
A smart TV, and I mostly just would like stream TV. I don't have like the traditional cable.
Well, let me ask you this. If I was hosting Wheel of Fortune, what do you think of the new Wheel of Fortune? Scott Spears, Mary Ellen Withrow, and a letter turner to be named later.
I think that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be a real reason to watch that thing every night at 7:30?
Well, yeah, sure.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I mean, I'm trying to be excited.
You know, it would be like earlier
okay,
on.
Let's do a redo.
Yes, try again.
Oh, Scott, that would be wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Is that better?
It would be like earlier. Remember when I announced the prize winner and announced the wrong name earlier?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it'd be like one of those.
Are you going to have any cleavage with your letter turner?
Well, Vanna's always showing her cleavage. Well, what do you make of that? Do you think if somebody pops their cleavage out?
Oh, I've seen it before. I mean, not that chick, but when I worked at Merriam Industries back in the day, they was always having to get after this one girl. We was always supposed to have two buttons. We were on the allotment with two buttons, and she was always trying to do more to get the attention of all the guys. I've seen that in every job I've ever had.
Oh, she was trying to get the attention of the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if this girl was doing that. I really can't say that.
You may well know what you're doing.
Well,
don't you know what you're doing when you get dressed in the morning?
Well, I don't know. I've never left that many buttons undone.
You know what I'm saying. Like, you know what you're doing. People aren't stupid.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that's just, she came from California, and I think it's hot weather out there, and I think she was just dressing according to the weather. That's how they do it out there.
You do such a good job of that, like, trying to take in the debate. You do such a good job of taking the opposite, and no matter how ridiculous it is.
Are you saying my stance on this is ridiculous?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, what do you think of a hefty president? You think we'd elect a 350-pound?
I just think it sucks that people, you know, look at someone that's fat and they automatically, they must be lazy, they must be stupid, they must be this or that. I mean, you really don't get a fair shake, you know?
See, I don't think that I think fat is a bad word. I like to say heavy, or plump.
Then why sugarcoat it?
Well, because I don't think we should be negative toward anybody, and I think that what would be wrong with a bigger president?
Well, he was negative to me earlier.
What did I say earlier?
I know, I heard that.
What? Yeah. Where? What?
You just called me the fat
he
man on the paper.
On. That's what he does. He
what can I do?
He stirs the pot and then he's, ooh, me?
You know, right, Sarah?
I know. You want me to go in on him for you, Sean?
Yeah, go right ahead, Sarah.
And what happened earlier? What happened?
I got you, Sean. Watch that. Take
am I hosting this show or what? This will never happen on the Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, nobody dialed your number.
Hey!
You, Sean.
No, when was I rude earlier?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe when you said, oh, this guy doesn't have a neck. You guys could be rude. That wasn't rude or anything.
Oh, now tell me you didn't laugh at home. You were laughing hysterically.
I was eating a salad.
And I choked on it. You about choked when you heard that comment.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you should see this guy. Have you seen this guy on the front page of the paper?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah. Did you? He takes up about 3/4 of the front page.
Well, people come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes.
Yeah, but do you see how he's eyeing Marilyn Miskey here, Miss America?
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I thought of you, my very first, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, I transported this gentleman, he's 96, and we were talking about Marilyn Miskey, and he said, oh yeah, I remember when I was in high school, she was all the rage, all the guys thought she was just this and that, blah, 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 and I said, my friend would love to talk to you, would you consider talking to my friend Scott if I called into the radio and gave you the phone? He's like, nah. And he's like, but you wouldn't have been able to get anywhere close to her. It was like, but yeah, everybody thought she was just the cat's meow and all this and that. Yeah, he's 96. He said she was real popular when he was in high school.
And this man is out riding the bus at 8 o'clock in the morning, 96 years old.
Every day he goes to Myers for the. He's the one, I don't know if you remember me telling you this or not, but when Certified went out, he was mad because he didn't have nowhere to walk to go play the lottery every day.
And he's 96.
This guy gets off. Listen, I picked this lady up about a week ago, and she was sitting on the sidewalk waiting for the bus and popped up like a grasshopper. She's 96 and a half, she corrected me. And I said, how do you do it? How do you stay so limber? Like, what's the secret to your longevity? She said, honey, I go to Tai Chi once a week at the senior center, and she was the cutest thing I ever saw in my life.
Well, that's good to hear that these older folks are getting out and about. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like very impressive.
Now, where was she going?
Walmart, and she wasn't in one of them scooters. She didn't have a cane, walker, nothing.
God bless them. You know, yeah. Well, I think that when I see Mary Ellen, you know, Mary Ellen is up in years, and she just hops up and down these steps.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably like 50-50. Half of it's how you live and the other half genetics.
Well, I think we probably could elect a bigger president. I don't know why we're so self-conscious in this country.
Image has a lot to do with everything.
It is, and I also think, but you know, Santa Claus is a big guy and we all love him. Wouldn't we elect him president?
Okay, so we need to get it back on the road here, Scott.
Well, no, Santa Claus is a beloved.
We are over in the firm now.
No. I guess
he's trying to cover it back up.
Santa Claus is a beloved character, and he's a big man. Okay. Right?
That still don't change the fact that you just called me the fat man on the page.
I never called you.
He said he was my relative.
Well, I think he is. You don't.
Yeah, and who's going to be his vice president? The Grinch?
Listen, if you put Santa Claus on the ballot, he'd win. So you got to start the wave of me to host Wheel of Fortune.
Well, show me where to sign. Maybe a petition or something.
I think Matt, you're gonna
okay. Now let's be honest. If you really wanted to do that job, how would you go about doing it?
Well, I'd probably send my resume in and see if I heard anything.
Okay. Well.
Well, you know, people are aware of me all around this country, you know. I could get letters of recommendation from my friends here on the show.
I'm life defending you. You don't got to preach to the choir. People would be like, what is this you're listening to? Who is this guy? And I'm like, hey, this ain't no chump change guy here. And I start rattling off, you know, Larry King, Sally Jess. I'm like taking up for you. You just don't know it.
Hey, I'll tell you something. Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you something funny. The other day, I was with a little 7-year-old kid. And I'm sitting next to him, and he's kind of eyeballing me. And I could tell he wanted to say something to me. I thought there's trouble coming here, you know? And the 7-year-old kid turns to me and says, thank you, man, with the golden voice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so even the kids are out listening to this show.
There you go. And like I was talking with someone earlier, you don't know how big your audience is because, like we've said many times before, there's people listening we don't even know about.
Oh, no, no, and you hear back from people. I see them all the time in the grocery store. Matt's been seen this, haven't you? People come up and say, aren't you the radio man? And the other day I had an incident with that. Somebody came in and said I was engaged to him at one point, so there you go.
So how far out, okay, you've had the guy from Idaho.
Idaho.
You had your Boston, what did we call him?
Boston Pinheads.
Yeah, and then...
Florida.
I know there's more. I just can't think of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're in all the states, and we appreciate everybody who listens. I know there are people listening all over the place, and that's a... As I said on the anniversary last week, if it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't be here. So that's the number one priority of this station, is the listener.
Right, that's awesome. Well, have a good show.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. All right, we're going to go to break here. Any parting words as we head to break here, Matt? Hour number one?
Hour number one was nice.
It was nice. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, besides you called me fat man.
Is this stuck in your crawl? That's how we opened up the show.
A fat chin, a no chin, and all that?
I did not know. That's, I said the man had neck.
You're out of line.
No, the man had no neck.
You're out of line.
Does that man have a neck?
Huh?
Does the man have a neck?
Yeah, but you said I was related to the man.
Well, I think you are. You don't see the resemblance?
I'm heading to the dugout.
No, you're heading to the break. We'll be back here in 10 minutes. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We'll be right back. The guy had no neck.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt surprised that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you cannot drive anymore. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid and he's the old man. And, you know, it's continued on every level since. So I feel I'm in my second job. I've got a new father.
Norman,
he has no humor about it at all. He says this is the way it is. And, you know.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays. And you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion and we look at the world through a biblical perspective. And